Welcome to Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting second. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Chuck Hinton. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ken Hamlin. Batting second. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting third. The left fielder, Frank Howard. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Woody Held. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Don Locke. Batting sixth. The catcher, Don Zimmer. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dignan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Phil Ortega. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Phil Ortega. And now, play ball. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball four. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo bunts towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. Brown moves to second. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a line drive towards first. Nen catches it and throws to second to double up Brown. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin takes first base on ball four. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen strikes out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hamlin moves to second. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held strikes out. Two outs. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton takes first base on ball four. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Alvis for the out. Hinton moves to second. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hinton scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer takes first base on ball four. Dignan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nen is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman strikes out. Two outs. Phil Ortega is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortega hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 0 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ortega fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davalillo moves to third. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hamlin is called out on strikes. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 1 in the game. McMullen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Howard reaches second base with a double. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Davalillo. Held reaches second base with a double. Howard scores. It's Indians, 1, Senators, 1. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0 for 1 in the game. Locke takes first base on ball 4. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Zimmer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hinton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Howard. Hinton reaches second base with a double. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nen fields the ball and throws to Ortega covering. Safe. Hinton moves to third. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Askew hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Nen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez is walked intentionally. Alvis moves to second. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0 for 1 in the game. McDowell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hinton scores. Alvis scores. Gonzalez moves to second. It's 3-1, Indians. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Brown hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Howard. Davalillo reaches second base with a double. Gonzalez scores. McDowell goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Indians. Frank Kreutzer now pitching. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hamlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Dignan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nan is 0-for-1 in the game. Nan hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-1 in the game. Brinkman takes first base on ball 4. Joe Cunningham pinch hits for Frank Kreutzer. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Rijik now pitching. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. Colavito hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alvis hits a fly ball into right field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Askew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hinton moves to third. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Gonzalez hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5. And the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hinton juggles the ball. That's an error on Hinton. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-2 in the game. McMullen takes first base on ball 4. Hamlin moves to second. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields the ball, races to the bag for 1, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. McMullen moves to third. Howard moves to second. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Held hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McMullen scores. Howard scores. It's 5-3, Indians. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0-for-1 in the game. with a walk. Locke strikes out. Two outs. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Zimmer takes first base on ball 4. Held moves to second. Dignan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nan is 0 for 2 in the game. Nan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Held moves to third. Zimmer moves to second. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Brinkman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Held scores. Zimmer scores. Nan moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's Indians, 5, Senators, 5. Doug Camilli pinch hits for Steve Rijek. Don McMahon now pitching. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Nan moves to third. Brinkman moves to second. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 5. The Indians will come to bat. Benny Daniels now pitching. Al Luplau pinch hits for Don McMahon. Al Luplau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplau hits a line drive towards first. Nan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Brown strikes out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Davalillo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Howard. Davalillo reaches second base with a double. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Howie Koplitz now pitching. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Gary Bell now pitching. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hinton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hamlin for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McMullen is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 5. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hinton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Held, who is chasing the ball. Hinton reaches third base with a triple. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Alvis hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Askew hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hamlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Gonzalez hits a fly ball into right field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Held hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Blasingame pinch hits for Don Locke. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame strikes out. There goes Held. The throw from SQ to second, and Held is out. Two outs. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Zimmer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. SQ settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 5. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held now playing center field. Jim King now playing right field. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Koplitz fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davalillo. The throw from Zimmer and he is out, Brinkman applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Dignan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Nan hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland pinch hits for Howie Koplitz. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 5. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Klein now pitching. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wagner hits a line drive into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Held. Colavito reaches second base with a double. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Colavito moves to third. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Alvis hits a fly ball into center field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Hamlin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Hamlin reaches second base with a double. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, McMullen is walked intentionally. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Howard strikes out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Hamlin moves to third. McMullen moves to second. Two outs. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is walked intentionally. Mike Brumley pinch hits for Don Zimmer. Mike Brumley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brumley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hinton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 5. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Brumley now catching. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Askew hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of King. Askew reaches second base with a double. Dick Hauser pinch runs for Joe Askew. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Gonzalez bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Hauser moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Fred Whitfield pinch hits for Gary Bell. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a fly ball into center field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hauser tags and scores. Gonzalez tags and moves to second. One out. It's 6-5, Indians. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk, Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gonzalez scores. It's 7-5, Indians. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 4 for 4 in the game, with two singles and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Davalillo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Howard. Davalillo reaches second base with a double. Brown moves to third. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wagner is walked intentionally. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it and throws to second for the out. Brown scores. Two outs. It's 8-5, Indians. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. Hinton hits a fly ball into center field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Chico Sammon now playing first base. Chuck Hinton now playing left field. Phil Roof now catching. Bobby Tiefenauer now pitching. Dignan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nan is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Nan strikes out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Brinkman hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike McCormick pinch hits for Ron Klein. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick strikes out. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Salmon fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Salmon. McCormick moves to second. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-3 in the game. With 2 walks. McMullen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Washington Senators, 5. Goodbye from Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington.